I'm your Johnson family man, Jimmy Scribner, and I'd like to welcome you to Chickasola to meet the Johnson family and their friends. In a moment, we're going to catch the Chickasola choo-choo, the Chickasola zoo-zoo, the Chickasola choo-choo, and head south. But first, a moment here with your announcer. And now it's Chickasola bound. If you'll remember, and I'm sure that you will, Papa Johnson has been staying at the room over the livery stable of what is now the garage of Pee-wee Ambrose. And Pee-wee has had much trouble getting Papa Johnson to leave. As we drop in now, the lawyer Philpott's called on Johnson for a moment.
And being an attorney at law, and such as I am, and your very best friend, such as I am, I suggested that I come by and talk to you, Johnson.
You suggested that you come by and talk to me?
Take him somewhere else and talk with him, please. I've been trying to get him out of here for the last 4 weeks. Why have you been staying up here, Johnson?
Because I done paid my rent up here. That's how I come. I give him the money to let me stay up here. We had an agreement that whenever me and Mama had any trouble, that I could come on up here and stay. And I get him the money. And now he done spent the money and bought himself a big cigar and walk on down the street with his chest stuck out and buying this, that, and the other. And had a big time pleasuring himself all over the place. And now done spent the money and come home here and want to kick me out.
That was 4 weeks ago. He gave me $10 to stay up here a little while. And then that 4 weeks ago, how long do you expect to stay up here for $10, Miss Johnson? Young man, if Johnson gave you $10 and you agreed to let him stay whenever his wife kicks him out, then you have nothing at all to say. Any court in the world would give Johnson the privilege of staying up here as long as he wishes if you accept his money under those conditions and terms.
Great day in the morning. That was sure enough fact.
And besides that, they may fine you a considerable amount of money for running a rooming house without a license.
Oh. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. And don't say no more to me about getting out of here. And don't act, when you was around me, don't act like you don't want me up here no more, neither. I'm getting sick and tired of people acting like they don't want me around the place. Anything in the world that lowers a man and make him feel like he ain't nothing on somebody's feet is for somebody to keep on talking about that don't want him up here. Now, I don't want you, if I hear that out you one more time, I'm going to take you down to the municipal court and carry you in there and throw you on the mercy of the judge down there. And when he get through messing with you and giving you the business and putting you in jail and fining you and the civil suits and all that he going to slap on you and everything and have all that done, you're going to be glad to have me back up here.
That's right, Johnson.
Yeah. I want you to get that in your head, Miss Pee-wee.
Yeah, huh? I guess when you're stuck with something, you're stuck with it.
I don't want to hear no more of that kind of talk about being stuck with something, neither. I want to be treated up here like I was a gentleman. I ain't no dirt under somebody's feet, you know. There ain't no dog that you're dealing with. You're dealing with a gentleman. A gentleman of the first water and the upper suds and all that. And I don't want to have no more of that derogatory talk like somebody a dog around you.
Yeah, sir.
And he called me Miss Johnson, too.
Yes, sir, Miss Johnson.
How about that?
Well, that's the way to talk to him. If he gets smart, then you'll just have to turn him over to me, and I'll slap a couple of subpoenas on him, drag him down to court. Get through with him, they'll put him under the jail. Oh, because I saved $10 to let him stay up here a few nights? When you accepted that $10, Mr. Pee-wee, under the conditions imposed by Mr. Johnson, you agreed to let him come at his will. And don't forget that.
No. Don't you forget that.
I didn't agree to let him sleep in my bed.
I've been sleeping in the bed, and I ain't gonna sleep on the floor, like you've been doing. I ain't no boy scout, you know. Now, let's get that straight. And besides that, I want a little bit more consideration than I've been getting up here, too. Ain't no running water, none like that up here, lawyer. I had to run and get all the water, you see. And I want him to have water up here for somebody.
Absolutely. He has to make the place tenable. We'll make him put the windows in, too.
Now, don't do that. He can't put the windows in, because the garage underneath the place, and the cracks in the floor, and when they run their motors where they're fixing the cars down in the garage, that gas, you know, monogram gas come up here, and I don't want none of that stuff hitting me in the face.
Monogram gas?
Yeah.
You mean monoxide gas?
Yeah, well, whoever it is, yeah. Anyway, it's bad stuff, I know that. And I don't want that hitting nobody in the face. And I don't want Miss Peewee slipping none of that in on me, you know, because he liable to just do that, you see. In fact, I've been taking all the hoses I see and getting rid of them, because I don't want nobody sticking no hose in no exhaust pipe and putting it up here, neither.
Ain't nobody going to do that, Miss Java. You perfectly welcome to stay up here long as you want.
Okay.
I subleased the place to you.
I don't want no sublease. I don't know how to pay it all the money I'm going to pay.
Okay, Miss Johnson. Now, Johnson, getting back to our discussion of Mrs. Johnson. That is an entirely different matter, and I'm afraid you're hooked.
What do you mean I hooked?
Well, when a man is married, Johnson, he might as well get it through his thick skull that in these days and times of 1957, he's going to have to live up to his responsibilities. Otherwise, his wife can go in the court, wink her eye, and bang, he's dead.
Who is dead?
The husband.
You mean the coat goes shooting?
Worse than that. They take the lining out of his billfold. He has to pay and pay and pay and pay. There's no limit to it.
He can go bank suit, can he, or something?
He can't go anywhere. If he goes anywhere, they'll bring him back.
No, I'm talking about the bank suit, you know, when you owe so much money.
You mean bankruptcy?
Yeah, what happens about that?
Johnson, no man can go that far into bankruptcy that he can get out of paying his wife if she gets after him.
So unfair.
What?
Well, Mama's always supported me, and now she wants something. I don't know what the matter with her. If somebody like me done already been supported by her, then look like to me that how can she explain to the... Well, I just ain't got the money.
Johnson, I know that you have $200. You'd better come across with some of that.
Would $100 of it do any good?
I think so.
Okay, Lloyd.
Thank you.
What did Mama say about it? Did she say if I give her some money I could come home or anything?
I haven't talked to her, Johnson.
Well, what is all this business of you coming up here and telling me that I got to hold up my responsibilities and all that?
Well, you do have to hold up your responsibilities.
Mama ain't said nothing to you about this?
No.
She ain't asked for no money?
No, Joe, this whole thing is my idea. I just thought I would come up and see if I couldn't work out something as your attorney. And give your wife a few bucks, you know, representing you. And I promise you that I'm, for my part, I'm only going to take a $50 retainer, and she'll get 50 of this.
Wait a minute. No, I don't want no kind of going on like that. What kind of lawyer is you? There are more crooks in this world than any place I'd never see. Twixt between you and me and Mr. Peewee, there's two crooks up here, and both of you all live to work. Give me that money back. Mama ain't asked you to come up here talking to me about no money. I ain't never seen a lawyer like you. Can't wait till somebody get in trouble for you to put them somewhere behind the eight ball.
And what happens after that makes up the story of the Johnson family at this same time on Monday. I'll be back with a little about that, but first a moment here with You Know Who. Monday, things are going to take quite a turn in Chickasola, especially when Mama Johnson decides that she wants Papa home immediately. Until then, thank you for this week. See you next week. Goodbye, everybody.